This morning I'm sitting with Herb Stevenson in his office talking about four principles of leadership. Could you tell me what the four principles of leadership are?
Well, the four principles themselves, actually, I'm going to give a little bit more background to help understand it. It took me about 8 years to actually work on this, looking at various leadership principles, and not just leadership principles, but Jungian psychology basically says we have four quadrants. Robert Moore's work is about the king, warrior, magician, and lover energies, and Carl Jung had basically had similar type of quadrants. And what it was saying is that we're hardwired for specific types of behaviors, or a different way of saying it is that we have four parts of us that we go through as a developmental process. And I applied this to the program that I call Natural Passages, which has been very successful. I've done it 7 years now, and we're now into Norway. But the gist of it is there's four core principles to understand that if you can practice them, will lead to a much stronger presence and therefore much greater leadership capacity for an individual. And I've applied this to my executive coaching and executive development programs, and I found it to be very, very successful.
Could you tell me what the four principles are?
The four principles, the first one is to show up and be present without preconceived notions, while having the ability to take action and enforce boundaries. The second is the ability to assess, analyze, and contain while saying what is so, when is so, without blame or judgment. The third is the ability to connect and feel while paying attention to what has heart and meaning. And the fourth is the ability to initiate, support, and create order while being open to outcome. Going back to the first one is, if there was a single word that would describe this, it's having true courage. So if we were having true courage, it means to be able to show up and be present without preconceived notions. Eliminates hidden agendas, biases, various things that get in our way and shade our capacity to be fully present with the person we're engaged with. So in a leadership situation, if we show up and be present without preconceived notions, while having the ability to take action and force boundaries, it evokes a lot of images about what it means to be a true leader. Because you have to have the courage to show up and be present without preconceived notions. Some of the greatest leaders, Jim Collins and various other researchers have come out with, is they talk about this, not necessarily in the same terms, but the process of it is they're always receiving and they're always taking on different information and they're waiting to make their decisions after they have fully listened to all of the various parts of what needs to be done, and then, having received that, make a decision that leads to taking action and enforcing boundaries. When I work with executives around some of these issues, oftentimes what happens is they'll go in with a meeting and have on their agenda a series of items, but they've already made all of their decisions before they even got there. Suddenly they can't figure out why people don't want to follow them, because dialogue is lip service instead of true engagement. So this is one that I find that a lot of people, especially if they're conflict-averse, struggle heavily with. They don't know how to take action, enforce boundaries, and definitely showing up and being present is very, very difficult.
Could you give me a one sentence for what it means to not show up with preconceived notions, what taking action looks like, and then what enforce boundaries is?
Well, anytime we show up into a meeting with our mind already made up about what's real and what's not real is coming in with preconceived notions. The ability to take action is given the facts and the data that I have, I'm able to take clear action that is consistent with what is for the well-being or benefit of the organization and most of the people within it. That is where courage comes in, because oftentimes we will collect information, we'll realize it's controversy, and then we're not able to take action. Enforced boundaries is forcing accountability onto the system. It's saying okay, we've had our dialogue. Here's the action we've agreed to take, and to enforce the boundaries is that when people are not being responsible or accountable for themselves, is that we hold those boundaries very tightly, and for some people it would be termination. So it allows us to really lead from our strength versus from our weakness.